Hey everyone, it's Velga here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want you to go, and like, oh yeah.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Number two, Toucher and Rich. No Fred, no Rich. Stuck with Jones and Wallach and Lockhart. Taking you up until 10 here on a Tuesday morning. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-0985. We will get to the voice of the Patriots, Bob Soucy, standing by about 15 minutes from now. From what reportedly has been a very, very quiet Patriots training camp down there. Very, very light in terms of attendance, especially yesterday. I guess Saturday was a good day. Down there,
we need to get more into that.
Well, that's something that I'm curious about.
We're used to seeing, because I've done shows from down there. You've done shows from down there, Lockhart. You've been down there.
Yeah, I haven't been asked down there in some time. But yes,
there might be a reason for that. Many moons ago, I've done shows down there.
Yes,
but we've all been down there, and we've all seen, you know, the craziness of people lined up around the corner, just waiting at the gate to rush in and claim a spot.
Yeah.
That is not the case now, so we should get more into that later. But I know we want to talk Patriots here, Jones, because we're going to have Bob Soucy's been at every day of camp so far. We kind of want to get his view on things. But just to set up this conversation, yesterday a lot of hijinks, Jones. Yesterday a lot of different things happened. Last non-padded practice before they start hitting for real today, but as we all know, guys, it's all about the quarterbacks and what everyone on the team thinks about those quarterbacks. Kendrick Bourne, new to this team. However, he's had a chance to catch passes from both Mac Jones and Cam Newton. Now, Mac Jones apparently fit a throw into Kendrick Bourne through a very tight window, not a pass you would normally see a rookie make, and Bourne was impressed.
No, I definitely was impressed with that throw. I told him after, I was like, I don't know how you got in that window. But, you know, the league is about a little bit of separation. You know, we're not going to always beat him by 5 yards. It's just half a yard, maybe less than a yard. So for him to have that kind of accuracy, it's impressive, man. And I'm excited to see him grow each day.
And the other part about it is, and we've seen a little bit, you know, the video that we've seen and the interviews we've heard, Jones, has to do with Jones's decision-making. He's doing a very good job. He absolutely destroyed the backups yesterday and got some reps against the first team defense as well, and Bourne likes that too.
Yeah, for sure. Like my job is to get open for him. So if he sees me, the faster I get open, you know, the easier it is for him to hit me. So yeah, his decision making is pretty up to par.
So the question is, which quarterback is better at this point in camp? Brandon Bolden says both guys are doing all right.
I'm a big fan of all of them. I've been watching Cam since we were in college. I played against Cam in college, been watching Mac, you know, going to Damian's house and hearing Damian talk about him all the time. So I've been watching him for a while. So it's great to actually see him work in person, get to see their personalities, their different personalities, which isn't as different as you would think. But both of them are great quarterbacks, great athletes, and, you know, just glad to get to work with them. Like, I've been off for a year, so it doesn't matter who's back there. I'm just ready to play.
Is Mac Jones a great athlete?
No, he's not.
Are either one a great quarterback? No, we'll see.
By the way, you got a good view of how old Brandon Bolden is. You said he played against Cam in college. So that should tell you exactly how long Brandon Bolden's been around. One more thing, Jones, and I mentioned the hijinks. Mm-hmm. It was rookie skit day yesterday.
Yeah, it was rookie skit day.
Yeah. Jalen Mills saw Mac Jones imitate Cam Newton, apparently fired a lot of balls into the ground.
Hopefully he was careful with that, but yeah.
Apparently he was a killer. It was a rave.
Yeah, we had a skit, I want to say, two or three days ago, the rookies, they killed it. You know, these camp days, they long, man. So at the end of the day, you know, you need that laugh out of those guys. You know, it is what it is. Everybody have to pay their dues as a rookie. One, I could say Mac, he came in dressed as Cam. He had the big hat on, had a scarf on, came in, you know, saying Cam slogans, different things like that. It was real funny to see him get out of character.
Wow.
We've seen that on Hard Knocks. Boy, yeah. that episode of Hard Knocks never fails to keep me riveted to my TV set.
That sounds hilarious. A hat and a scarf. Well, that must have killed.
I bet there was singing, too, somewhere.
Oh, man. Camp slogans? That sounds hysterical. See, I said this in my email this morning. What I would have done is I just would have got up there. No outfit, no nothing. I wouldn't have said any camp slogans. I just would have kept throwing passes right into the ground, and I would have been like, who am I, guys? Or I would have airmailed the receiver downfield by like 20 yards, and I'm like, guys, who am I? Absolutely accurate, perfect Cam Newton impression. That's what I would do.
Yeah, that's good for team chemistry. Really take a dump on a guy.
Right, exactly. Hey, guys, see me? Perfect impression, spot-on impression, and I'm also the better quarterback, which, by the way, he is. And I think he's going to start week one.
I hope you're right.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, Lockhart. Wallach and I went back and forth on this yesterday. We both want him to start. Wallach, for some reason, thinks he won't start, though.
I think that Bill is so married to Cam Newton, he will start him week one.
I don't know why that would be. Cam Newton kind of stunk yesterday. 5 for 11 in 11-on-11 work. 13 for 7. I'm reading from Phil Perry. 13 for 17 in the 11-on-11. Although, as you pointed out, Wallach, it's more reps against the second team for Mac Jones. Not all.
No, he's destroying
more reps against the second team. And one thing I would say to Cam, for Cam, is that in the gotta have it rep yesterday down at the goal line, it was Cam who ran the offense. It failed, obviously, in the gotta have it rep down at the goal line.
Did he overthrow him, guy?
I think he kind of threw behind Aguilar, if I remember correct, from what I read. I wasn't there, obviously. I think he threw behind Aguilar. Jalen Mills, who wasn't even good, broke it up. So on your gotta have it rep with your, I guess, 1A quarterback, he couldn't get it done, obviously. But maybe that's an indication of where they're currently at. Who do you actually think starts week? Not what do you want. Who do you actually think starts week one?
I actually think it's probably going to be Cam. I really do.
Why?
I don't because I just feel like Belichick wants to go with a veteran guy.
That's the only thing that tells me the difference.
But saying that just means you think Bill doesn't have eyes or is stupid. Like, why would you keep rolling Cam out there if Mac Jones is already caught? If Mac Jones is already as good and he's already caught him, why would you play Cam? That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense to me either, but I look at Cam's contract. It's a one-year deal. Okay, so they're not married to him. If in this preseason, during the games, if Mac Jones stands out, I think he gets the nod. If they're similar, if they're close, I think he gives it to Cam and just lets him sit.
I like the way this guy thinks, Jones. I like the way he plays.
I wouldn't be shocked if
I hate that way of thinking. That means I got to watch Cam.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yes, it sucks. It's awful. He's not good. All the national guys are like, you guys have no idea.
So I keep coming back to this guy. Then I keep coming back to this. Then you must think Bill is dumb. If Bill's going to keep rolling Cam out there, then you must think Bill is dumb.
He's blind when it comes to this guy.
Okay.
I don't know why he is.
That would be dumb. That would be dumb.
He should have benched him.
And I don't think Bill is dumb.
I told you this yesterday, Jones. He should have benched him for all of December last year, and he kept rolling him out there, even though they got nothing done on offense.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't know why. You don't think Stidham would have done just as well?
I said this a million times last year. No, I don't. I think Stidham was just as bad when he got in last year. I would have started Cam until they were eliminated. Those last two games when you weren't in the playoff picture anymore, and that was really more for locker room purposes. You know, you don't want to tell veterans like Devin McCourty we're giving up and starting Stidham when you still have a chance at the postseason. Stidham's not a better option, necessarily.
Yeah.
Mac Jones feels like a better option. So that to me is the big deal.
Yeah. Well, just go quick about your McCourty comparison here. Everyone in that locker room can see that Cam Newton can't get the job done and a change needs to be made.
Yeah, but they might be seeing it with Stidham, too. Like, every time Stidham got in a game, I'm like, he's just as bad.
Hey, Devin McCourty couldn't say enough good things about Stidham a year ago. Stidham's running the offense. He's fantastic. Yeah, that changed.
Brandon Bolden just said, but yeah, he was lying. I mean, he was just being the good teammate.
That's on the script.
He was being Bill's guy.
I wasn't aware that happened. Is that right? That happens?
Yes.
You fib to make your guys seem better than he is?
Brandon Bolden just did it. In the clip you played.
Okay. But listen, it's August 3rd, and we're talking about it now. Give me 2 more weeks. If Mac Jones starts standing out and separating himself, yes, I could see him starting the season. But if they're close, I really think Bill's going to go with Cam.
And just to kind of reiterate what Phil Perry told us yesterday, Mike, it's that the decision doesn't have to be made in 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
Right.
The decision really has to be made in a couple of weeks to get the starter as many first team reps as possible.
I think you want it by the joint practices.
Okay.
That's what I think you want, which is the second preseason game, right?
Yes.
You got to know coming out of that first preseason, you got to make your call by then.
Yeah.
Because whoever the starter is needs those joint practice reps, in my opinion. Let's go to the phones. Jonathan is in the car. What's going on, Jonathan?
Hey, how's it going? So I really like Cam, and I always did. I thought that picking him up last year was a great move just to change things up. But I also really like Mac Jones. It's kind of fresh seeing someone who's literally only known the
most people
Brady
hate
era.
Most people hate both options. You love both options.
I do. I mean, Cam had a terrible season last year, and the point I wanted to bring up to you guys was, although it's in a 2020-esque league where rookies just kind of, well, not even 2020, it was like this a couple of years ago too, but, you know, rookies get drafted in the first round and get thrown into the fire the next season, it seemed almost. But at the same time, is there really a downside to waiting out another year, giving Cam a second chance, which I think he deserves?
I think there's clearly a downside to that. That would be a waste of everybody's time, and you've already seen the downside of it. Camp is dead. Camp is dead. Fans aren't there.
Right.
So you've already seen the downside of Cam Newton. Would there be a downside to playing him another year? Yeah. So again, apparently Saturday was pretty good. They had to open up the ramps at Gillette from what I read, Wallach. So Saturday was good attendance. Yeah. I don't mean to say every day down there has been terrible. But listen to Beadle and Zoe. I was listening to him driving home yesterday. And they're like, I've never seen it like this on a weekday with nice weather ever.
Zolak said something, and I was listening at the same time you were, and Zolak said something I never thought I'd hear. He said, you know what? Gates open at 9:30, practice. Gates open at 8:30, practice open begins at 9:30, and Zolak's like, you know what?
If you came down right now, you could sit at the 50 with your kids.
He's like, don't worry. Show up about 9:25. You'll be fine.
Right.
What? Yeah, show up at 9:25?
Mad dash of jorts. In Brady jerseys.
Yeah, exactly. They were lined up. We had Nick Jamelli go out there and interview people in line about 4 years ago. Nick, it's dark outside, and Nick is down there interviewing people in line to get the Patriots camp.
Well, again, what's the downside? What's the downside of Cam? That. No one even cares.
Now, if he doesn't start, do you think he makes this team?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm honestly not sure about that. I think Hoyer's back for a reason. And if Mac Jones is the starting quarterback, I'm not sure Cam's the backup. I'm not sure Cam's on the team. 617-779-0985. We can ask this and more to the voice of the Patriots. Bob Soucy joins us next.
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're member FDIC.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people. Great service since 1928.
They get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman-like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jones, John Wallach, Mike Lockhart in for Toucher and Rich here on a Tuesday morning. We'll get back to your phone call, 617-779-0985. Tom Brady celebrating a birthday today. He celebrated his last day as a 43-year-old by ripping into all his teammates yesterday at Bucks practice. So we can get to that coming up in just a little bit. We were discussing the Patriots, their quarterback battle, and, of course, the lack of attendance in Foxborough here earlier. And we are now joined by Bob Soucy, the voice of the New England Patriots on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Bob, why is nobody going to training camp?
Well, first of all, this is a pleasant surprise. I thought I was going on with Touch and Rich today. I had no idea, Adam.
Yeah. No,
Dan O'Brien contacted me.
JV squad today. Freshman squad today. Yeah.
Hey, speak for yourself. Yeah. Well, I wanted to keep it from Bob because I didn't think
you would
come on.
That's a good point.
Come on. Sorry, Bob.
You got suckered. So
full disclosure, Bob. Yeah, I figured you'd be like, "No, I'm busy."
Smart. Come on. Don't dodge the question there, Bob. Why is no one going?
Yeah, let's talk about that big crowd on Saturday, shall we? Great crowd on Saturday, encouraging after, you know, a slow build-up early in the week. And then yesterday, I have to admit, I wasn't the only one to notice, obviously. I think a couple of people wrote about it. It was as small a crowd as I've seen, you know, at least on a nice day in my experience covering Patriots training camp, or at least in recent memory. And all good questions. You know, why is the attendance suppressed a bit? Could it be somewhat COVID-related? But I think people are still going to sporting events, going to Red Sox games. So, I think it's hard to point the finger in that direction. You know, I do think that the crowds, the fans who've been there have been enthusiastic, but we're just not seeing them in the kind of numbers one would expect.
So much of Patriots training camp, however, Bob, not only to see a team that's really, really good, but another part of it is the interaction with the players, where you get a chance to have photographs with them, get signed balls, you know, autographs, whatever. All of that's out the window this year.
Yeah.
Could that be part of the reason? Because a lot of fans go to get autographs, go to get their pictures taken. You don't have that this year. I would think that would suppress the numbers somewhat.
Yeah, I think that's a possibility, John. Although, I think that a lot of people, at least anecdotally, if you, you know, follow the social media channels, platforms, during the build-up to training camp with all the coverage we've had on the station, the phone calls, I think a lot of people were intrigued by what they were going to see out there. Mac Jones, all the new players, the two tight ends, et cetera. So I kind of expected that, you know, we might not see the kind of crowds we got and hear the reaction when Tom Brady would take the field in the past. When Cam comes out, when Mac comes out, anything that they're involved in, there is a reaction from the fans. But I thought there would be, you know, a greater anticipation in terms of what we're seeing out there, you know, living out. And yesterday, like I said, a beautiful day on the heels of a great turnout. Saturday was fantastic. It was a great environment, a great atmosphere. But you know, you go back to the not too long ago past, and there would be fans up on the ramps of Gillette Stadium. Probably a combination of a number of factors. As I mentioned, I think maybe some people might be a little bit reluctant to go out because of COVID and crowds, particularly with the spikes of late with the variants, the Delta variant in particular. I think part of it might be what you're pointing to. There would be regular interaction. I'm not sure how many like groups are coming out as well, you know, where there might be a number of people. I was at a broadcasting camp yesterday at Dean College, and I know they're going to have a group of kids coming out to practice, I believe, on Thursday. But I haven't seen the numbers you usually do with Patriots staff escorting, chaperoning people around the complex during the training camp practices thus far the way you used to in the past.
So we're simpletons on the radio, Bob. We just care about the quarterbacks and what's going on there. So I don't need to know your starter week one, but who's looked like the better quarterback to you through what is now five training camp sessions, if you got to pick one?
I think there are certain qualities that one, you know, has over the other in different areas. And I think, you know, right now there's still an inconsistency to both in their performance. But one is a rookie and the other, albeit, you know, only his second training camp as a Patriot, nonetheless, has been around the league for a long time. And I do think that Cam looks better. There's no denying that. And I think that, you know, thus far he has shown improvement in a lot of areas. It's funny, the middle of last week I was sitting next to a reporter and in the middle of the practice, you know, I was shaking my head and taking notes and thinking, but this looks a lot like last year. And I wasn't encouraged, but I was, believe it or not, fairly critical of it. And then that seemed to be a turning point for the next few days. I think we've seen some really good periods from each and some really poor periods from each. But I think there are certain things, what I'm talking about specifically, pocket movement, quick release, decision making. You know, the rookie Mac Jones, the accuracy. Kendrick Bourne talked about it yesterday or a couple of days ago about how accurate he is, and you see it yesterday. Granted, against two guys that may not make the team or probably won't make the team, nonetheless, in coverage, a beautiful throw downfield 45 yards to Isaiah Zuber. And, you know, that's the kind of ball that Jones has hit on a number of times over the course of the first 2 weeks, just deep ball accuracy. But I also think, you know, he's protected the ball well. He had an interception off a tip yesterday in kind of a non-competitive drill. But overall, he's protected the ball well. He's got a quick release. Again, the pocket movement is evident. I think he's a better athlete than people gave him credit for when he does have to escape. And I go back to what Ted Johnson said back in the spring about the athleticism or lack thereof. All you ask for your quarterback, really, in this offense, is to pick up a first down here or there with his legs. And I think Jones is more than capable of doing that. And even when he does leave the pocket, you know, the eyes are still in the right place downfield. So I think we're seeing a lot of positive characteristics from him. Some of that we don't see from Cam on a regular basis. It's just not the way he's played quarterback in the past. But I think he has been a lot better. And he's got the leadership and the charisma that we've heard about so much. But I also think Mac Jones has those qualities. It's really interesting to me how quickly he's endeared himself to teammates. And guys have talked about it cross-culturally. You've heard about the swag and his knowledge of hip-hop music, his impersonation of Cam in the locker room or in the rookie skits.
It sounded
over the
funny.
Weekend. Yeah, you know, so I think guys, you know, you heard about it coming out of Alabama, those star players, you know, they really liked him. They looked up to him. We heard what they said before the draft, particularly the two standout wide receivers. I think it's pretty evident, too, that, you know, he's got a good relationship with teammates already from that position, and he hasn't been afraid at times to go talk to a player, even a veteran, after some miscommunication, whether it's on his part or the other player's part. And that's a positive sign for me.
Okay, Bob, everything we've read about Mac Jones is, like you said, he's improving. His ball placement is good. He looks like he's in command of the offense. The numbers that I saw yesterday, and Jones read them off earlier, it looked to me, from what I was reading, that Jones absolutely destroyed the backups while Cam struggled with the first team offense against the first team defense at times. My question to you is, Bob, having seen all of these workouts, how has Mac Jones looked against the first-string defense?
Well, you know, John, I think there's been a mix. Yesterday, in the competitive periods, in the red zone, where they're really going at it full speed, and that's where most of the competitive, if not all the competitive work has been done, Mac Jones has seen a pretty fair mix of regulars, starters, the number one defense, like Cam, in those situations. A difference has been sometimes the offensive line combinations. Now, yesterday, honestly, early in practice was the first time that I noticed a real delineation between first-team offense, first-team defense with one quarterback, and the number twos, threes, let's say, with the other quarterback. They split up early in practice. It was kind of a glorified walkthrough, more like half-speed drills, 11-on-11 for a brief period. Cam and Hoyer were on one field with the vets. Dolagala, of course, the fourth quarterback in camp, joined Jones on the side field with the young guys. But then when it came time to run the competitive reps, and again, Mac was working at that point with some of the backup offensive linemen, let's say, but he was still going against a fair number of veteran defensive players. And I think he's more than held his own. He's had some bad periods, but he's bounced back from them. And I think that's a really encouraging sight. It's going to be interesting today when they put the pads on. I wondered if what we saw early in practice yesterday was really to set them up so they'll be ready to go today with the pads on. If we're going to see more of that disparity in snaps today, Cam more with the ones, but so far I think it's been fairly evenly distributed. One receivers, one tight ends, the offensive line has been mix and match, but still Max had some experience with number one offensive line players going up against the defense. Cam probably against the number ones to start. Maybe we'll see Mac out there as well.
So, Bob, obviously last year the offensive weapons were a disaster. They tried to make up for it by signing Bourne, Aguilar, bringing in the two tight ends. Who's looked good so far in camp, and is anybody surprised so far that you wouldn't think of? Because obviously, you look at the wide receivers, Bourne, Aguilar are going to make the team. Jacoby Myers is going to make this squad. And then you have Matthew Slater, who's going to make the roster. That leaves N'Keal Harry, Christian Wilkerson. Who of these guys would probably make that last slot?
Yeah, because you got Olszewski in there in right. The mix too, and he's going to make it as a punt returner at least. And I think that the two guys you mentioned at the end there, Harry and Wilkerson, could be vying for that last spot. I mean, N'Keal's gotten off to a good start. I think yesterday, less involved, it seemed, catching the ball in competitive situations. But he's had an encouraging start to camp. Now we're going into the pads. Let's see what happens. Same thing with Wilkerson. One of the interesting things about Wilkerson is that he spent a little more time the last couple of practices off on a side field with Matthew Slater, and yesterday not only Slater but Justin Bethel. And that's usually a sign that, the Patriots see enough in a guy to think, how can we get him involved in special teams? And at that position, particularly as the last wide receiver, you got to have special teams value. N'Keal's been used a little bit during his career on teams, but not that much. And Wilkerson is a guy who might have an impact in that area before he ever sees the field as a wide receiver. But he's had a good camp. He's big, around 200 pounds. His measurables coming out of college
that guy played at a big school in Missouri, but at a small school. I think, you know, the Titans, from what I hear, what I read, liked him in camp, had a good camp with them, but, you know, didn't have a fit on the team in the end. And for the Patriots, he's had the experience of being on the practice squad. So he's had an advantage over some guys out there, like a Marvin Hall. But I think, you know, he's clearly ahead of Hall and Ross and, you know, that last group of receivers. Maybe Trey Nixon, because he's a draft pick and, you know, there's an upside to him with his speed, could be in that mix as well eventually. But right now, I think it's Reed Wilkerson, depending on what they do with Harry, whether they keep him or they move him.
All right. Well, the pads come on today, day six, I believe it is, at Patriots training camp. Maybe a better turnout. The voice of the Patriots, Bob Soucy, joining us here. You can follow him on Twitter, at Bob Soucy. Bob, we appreciate the time. And I think the good news is I think Fred and Rich back next week. I think they're both back for you next week. So that'll be a nice return to normalcy.
Well, that, you know, that'll be great, but I'm also available in evenings, then.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I'm texting Jeremy Conley
enter
as we speak.
At your own risk.
We'll get you lined up on the night show. Thanks, Bob.
Take care, guys.
All right, Bob Soucy joining us here on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. So, I mean, look, the N'Keal Harry stuff from yesterday was interesting with Bill Belichick. And you know, I mean, what's he going to say? Like, I have a terrible relationship with the player.
The fact that he has to address this must really piss him off. I mean, this is a guy who, at best, is a borderline roster player that's actually asked for a trade. Forget about the fact he was a first-round pick. This is a wide receiver that's lucky to have a job that's asking for a trade. And then a six-time Super Bowl champion head coach, you have to go and address this to the media? Oh, we have a great relationship. When in reality, he's probably saying, I don't care what kind of relationship I have with that guy. He's lucky to have a locker.
Nobody wants him.
Why am I talking about that guy?
Nobody wants him is where we're at with N'Keal Harry. Though, again, you know, that's the interesting subplot with all of it. Gilmore's holding out, we think. I know he's reported, but we think. You know, Dante Hightower doesn't want to take a pay cut. N'Keal Harry is demanding trades. Other than that, it's going swimmingly down in Foxborough, where apparently no one wants to show up and watch these training camp practices. Mike Lockhart has all the latest here in your Hub headlines. I want to get to a happy, happy 44th for Tom Brady coming up next.
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new Business Hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
Sports Hub. What they say in the morning, you'll be talking about all day.
This is a dumb conversation, but, you know, why the hell not? That's what we do.
Cutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here on the Sports Hub. It's Tuesday morning. Toucher and Rich. No Fred, no Rich. Jones, Wallach, Lockhart. Here till 10. Get to your phone call, 617-779-0985. If you want to call in and wish Tom Brady a happy birthday, no longer the place to do it. You got to be calling Tampa Bay Sports Talk Radio, I guess, to be doing that.
Call Bubba.
Call Bubba. Yeah. Exactly. Who I actually just, he's got like his own network down there. He's like still doing shows.
He still does it.
King of South Florida. King of all of Florida.
I did not realize
Jacksonville.
That. I kind of thought he was out of the industry, but I was wrong. I actually learned that very recently. So yeah, that'd be a good place to call in. But happy 44th from the Sports Hub there to Tom Brady, who apparently yesterday welcomed in his 44th year on Earth by throwing an absolute tantrum at Tampa practice. He does what he's good at. And, you know, I've been championing Brady over the last year because it's been hilarious to watch him stick it to Bill. Not only going down to Tampa and you know, getting to the postseason, but winning a Super Bowl and taking a victory lap after it. Like, it's been great. It's been hilarious. It's been fun. But Brady's not shy to rip his teammates and throw teammates under the bus and then rip them a new one. And that's apparently what he was doing yesterday. And my only takeaway is that this team's going to go 20-0. Like, I have a feeling, just to really rub salt in the wound, this team, if not 20-0, is going to have another great season and sure. and maybe go back-to-back. Like, they have a real chance of going back-to-back.
Well, you bring back all 22 starters. That's no other team gets to do that.
That's honestly, I think that's almost a bad thing, to be honest. Like, getting too comfortable coming off a championship, bringing everything back.
Which is why Brady flipped out
yesterday. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You scream at your teammates that maybe they were just kind of complacent the first few days of camp. You rip them a new one and, oh, okay, well, let's get back at this now.
Yeah. Well, maybe that is what it is. Maybe Brady felt it is too comfortable with everybody back. That's a good point. But so he's 44 now. It's a good question. Did he never used to practice on his birthday here at Lockhart?
He would always take the day off, I remember.
At least late career, he'd get a birthday off. So I wonder, is he getting a birthday off down there?
Sure he is.
Well, hey.
You honestly think Bruce Arians...
Big night with the avocado tequila last night, you think? And he's coming in with the sunglasses and the 5 o'clock shadow and he's not practicing? I don't know.
No, put it this way. Bruce Arians lets him pretty much do whatever he wants.
Was that on the air, Dan? That's a good question.
No, it was not on the air.
What is he, eight? Yeah, he needs a little birthday party?
8 years old? You get the day off?
Well, they have the ponies over off to the side and they have the guy making balloon animals. And so you can't practice and do that.
It's a Zoom birthday party.
That's true. That's a good point. But so, Wallach, you mentioned in our show email that Brady's got a new venture going on with friend of the show, Jim Gray.
I know. The halftime interview on Monday Night Football is so popular, they're taking it, they're expanding it, and sending it to satellite radio. What does it say that satellite radio is going to
throw, Tommy?
Yeah. It's going to be Tom Brady, Jim Gray the Barnacle, and Larry Fitzgerald talking about whatever they want to talk about.
They're Tommy.
Expanding their views.
Oh, they're bringing in Fitzgerald too?
I can't think.
I don't know that Jim Gray's going to like that. I know he already does an interview with Larry Fitzgerald, that's a little less Tom time.
I understand, but Larry Fitzgerald is non-threatening. None of those guys are controversial. All three are white bread. I can't think of three more boring personalities to throw on a talk show than those three. But again, it's satellite radio, and whoever wants to listen can listen.
Well, this maybe explains that Brady fireside chat that he was doing, because that was on Sirius XM too. That must be all there rolled into the deal, I would imagine. Yeah.
Get ready for the talk show of all talk shows every week. Who convinced Brady that was a good idea? Was it Gray? Was like,
what do you mean? Who convinced
money?
His wife? Probably when he saw how much he was going to make. She's like, yeah, go do the show.
Yeah, probably.
Whatever. Yeah. Sure, he's making money hand over fist to go sit there and do the interview he was doing anyway.
Sit there. He's doing it. He's sitting in his own house.
That's
he's
a good point.
Sit there. He's good not point. Going anywhere.
It's probably recorded whenever he wants it to be
Seriously,
recorded.
Seriously, here are the questions I want you to ask me. You know, Larry and Jim, you just fill in the rest of the time. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald's probably looking at life after football. He's got one more year left in him, so... This is a foot in the door for him, and for Jim Gray, it's another day in the sun.
I will just say this, and maybe this is unfair of me, and I was thinking about this when we talked to Bob Sosi earlier in the hour. Like, Brady does get a lot of credit for, like, ripping into people and not letting a complacent atmosphere settle in, and I think after winning the Super Bowl last year, he deserves the benefit of the doubt on that. I do kind of look at Mac Jones doing the same thing at Patriots camp, and I'm like... I know Bob just told us that his teammates don't seem to have a problem with it and they like his personality. Mac Jones has got a fine line to walk on that,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
When you're a rookie coming in and you're ripping into your, I mean, maybe ripping into is too strong, but kind of gesticulating and I don't know, it could be taken as maybe showing up some of your teammates in front of all these fans, some of the fans, lining the field down at training camp. Mac Jones has, I think, got a fine line to walk there because Brady's obviously built up a lot of goodwill throughout his career, and specifically last year, you know, winning a Super Bowl year one in Tampa.
I'm wondering if any of the rookies did that to Brady during camp. I wonder if anybody, like, so you think
Matt
Castle? You think Matt Castle walked into Skit Night and started showing up Brady in front of everyone?
That's a good question.
Kyle Trask walked into Tampa. Kyle tried to imitate Brady with the supermodel girlfriend.
They mimic Brady.
Yeah.
It's hard to do. Lockhart could do it. Lockhart's looking tan right now.
Oh, yeah.
Lockhart's got like a Brady tan.
I've been at the beach for a week, baby.
Yeah, you're glowing. You're glowing like Brady right now. So Lockhart could do it.
You think he brings the fake Jim Gray in? Say, nice throw, Tommy. Yeah.
He'll be holding onto the inside of my pocket as I pull it out.
Exactly.
So I have a question, Lockhart. While we're talking about the beach, while you were on the beach in Mexico, did you run into any critters, any vermin, anything? No animal attacks on the beach down there?
No, none. I saw one iguana, and you know those are the most boring animals on earth. So that was about it. Yeah.
Okay. So that sounds like a nice place to be, unlike the Cape. Where apparently you got to walk around carrying a stick to chase off coyotes. We'll get to that next.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
The seventh.
This is the home of the Bruins and the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
And these guys.
Oh my lord, what could come next?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 8 o'clock, 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's Tuesday morning. Tutcher and Rich. No Fred, no Rich. Jones, Wallach, Lockhart. By the way, it has been confirmed. I guess Bruce Arians said either yesterday or today. Tom Brady is, in fact, 8 years old. He will be getting the day off.
I'm sure it was Arians' decision, too.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm sure he had a big call. I mean, Brady, you know, is basically the coach down there, as we all know. So Brady doesn't want to practice. He's not going to practice. But again, happy 8th birthday, as Dan O'Brien pointed out, to Tom Brady, who needs the day off down at Tampa's training camp, rather. So we mentioned Lockhart not only glowing like Brady on the beach with his tan, but that there were no critters, no vermin, nothing attacking him on the beach in Mexico. That is not the case down the Cape, as we learn here in a story from Fox 25 with the latest.
There's a lady getting attacked by a coyote.
When Marcy Sterlis came to take a walk by herself on Race Point Beach, she thought she might get this close to some crabs or sea turtles, but not a coyote.
I sat down to put my sneakers back on, and as I was getting up, I look over, and this coyote was 4 or 5 feet from me.
Trying to beat it off with a stick.
Relentless animal circled her for an agonizing 10 minutes.
It was like up to a foot at some point. Like it was, and it was just coming at me, kept coming at me. My voice is still really hoarse from screaming so much. The one thing that did work was when I lunged.
With her eyes never leaving the coyote and concerned there could be more around, she backpedaled toward the water, hoping it would go away, all while trying to get a good cell phone signal.
I went to grab my cell phone to call 911 because everything else wasn't working. My boyfriend called and I was like, I need you to look up online what to do about a coyote. And he was like, okay, but I'm on my way to work.
The video you are watching is from the same vantage point several boaters had, but they all passed by Sterlis thinking that stick was a fishing pole and this coyote was her dog.
As I took my binoculars out, I said, that's not a dog.
Thankfully, there were actual fishermen nearby.
Stay away from me. Get away from me. Help. I pulled up close enough, started banging my oar on the side of the boat.
They sailed away back to her car, finally safe and sound from the menacing coyote.
Well, thankfully, the coyote never touched her.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay, so that is thankful. That yeah. Unfortunately,
so much to digest.
Oh my! Thank you to Fox 25. So there is a lot to break down. There's a couple of things that I love. Number one, she's calling her husband to know what to
boyfriend.
Do.
Yeah.
Excuse me, boyfriend.
Yeah,
could you Google something for
in
me?
Case of a coyote attack? And he's like, hey, I got a big meeting coming up here. Toots.
Good luck.
We'll get back to you.
I'm in line at the old Dunkin'. I can't Google that right now.
I'm next up at the drive-thru. Keep waving that stick, and I think you'll be okay. There were the boaters who came by, and they're like, she looks fine.
Yeah.
Who is banging on the side of the boat with his oar? As if a coyote would be scared of that from a boat way out in the water.
I think apparently that actually worked.
Did that work?
10 minutes later?
I think that's what they said.
And then we had this guy who's like, he had to beat him off with a stick. Sounded like my main guy who went across three lanes of traffic to get the banner.
Yeah, you ever beat off a coyote? It's crazy.
It is. You're not going to forget it, I'll tell you. So I read this story, and I go back to something we were talking about, or listen to this story, rather. I go back to something we were talking about late last week. I don't get why people go to the Cape. I don't understand anymore. Why? What's so great about the Cape? I don't get it.
Let's talk to the man right here.
I don't understand. You got coyotes attacking people down there. You have sharks.
Yeah, you can't be on land and you can't be in the water.
You have traffic. Like, the traffic getting down there is just a nightmare. You have the mosquitoes that we just were reading about.
Mosquito Marys.
Biblical proportions. You got to get Mosquito Marys on the case down there. We have, Dan was mentioning this in the break. We have, unfortunately, an outbreak in Provincetown with the Delta variant among the vaccinated. So I don't get the point anymore. And my real thing is that the Cape kind of stinks. The Cape's just kind of overrated, and this story just proves it.
Yeah, it's coyotes. Like, nobody helped this lady for 10 minutes?
No, boats were just going by going, she's with her dog.
Yeah, it's a fishing pole. Yeah. You know? She's swinging it around her head,
Let's film this lady die.
Hey, look at that dog just attacking this lady. It looks like she's having a good time. We gotta go back.
If you are faced with a menacing coyote, and you're on a beach and there's water, why not just go in the water? Why not just...
Because then you get eaten by a shark.
Good question, no. Right? But now you're going into the shark's den.
Yeah.
And even so, do coyotes not swim?
That's something we weren't able to agree on.
They're dogs. Dogs swim.
When was the last time you saw a coyote in water?
I've never even seen a coyote, period. So I don't know.
I've only seen one, and it was from a distance. We weren't near a body of water, so I have no experience with this either, but...
When's the last time you saw a shark? I've never seen a shark. They're in the water. I know that. So I don't know. Can a coyote swim? I have no idea. I don't know.
I'd head for the water. I'd head for the water and get away from that coyote and hope that the sharks are like eating somewhere else.
Or just in that 10 minutes, start slowly walking to your car.
Yeah, you would think.
While waving the stick.
So that's a good point. I don't think they said it in that story there, but I had read separately. She made a habit of walking around with a stick because she had seen coyotes around. And like... Cape, overrated. Cape kind of stinks. I got to sit in traffic to not go in the water because I got to worry about getting eaten by a shark. And then I got to beat away these coyotes down there.
But at least it's cheap.
Meanwhile, I have Delta variant COVID outbreaks, even if I'm vaccinated, and mosquitoes are biting me the whole day.
You know what?
I'm just going to go to Maine. I'm going to go to Maine. I don't have to worry about the traffic. I'm on
cheap.
Dan O'Brien's side on this.
Yeah.
I'm going to Maine. I'm not dealing with the Cape. That's
not
what I'm doing.
Please don't come to Maine. No.
No.
Please.
That's a good point.
Go to the Cape.
I don't mean to drive people to Maine like I've been attempting to drive them to Patriots training camp this morning. But yeah, I don't understand that. I don't get the fascination anymore. I don't.
There's no reason to go.
The mini golf?
No. You go
and
you
stand in line for an hour to get an ice cream?
Pay a lot of money to either stay there for a week or, you know, I think land's pretty expensive there too if you want to buy a house. So there really is no reason to go. And I personally like Maine, as Dan knows. He's begrudgingly let me stay there occasionally. In the state, not at his place.
I was like, wow.
We've agreed that wouldn't work. So, no, in a different place in the state. But I agree. I like Maine, except the water is frigid.
Yeah.
That's the only problem.
Yeah, but again, I'm not...
Shark-free, John.
Maybe this is shocking, given my complexion. Not the biggest beach guy over here anyway. But, like, you know, Fred said this last week. Fred said on Friday. He's like, yeah, well, what's the water like in Maine? I'm like, I don't know. In July and August, it's fine.
No, it's not.
It's cold.
No, but it's not. Freezing.
It's fine.
It is free. No, it's not.
It's fine.
No.
How long are you going in there for? You go in, you take a little soak.
It's refreshing.
You get back out, you go lie back on the beach.
The water is 55 degrees. Jones, I've told this story a dozen times,
fine.
But since you didn't hear it, Memorial Day. Last 2 years, I've been there on Memorial Day weekend, Sunday Memorial Day weekend. 85 degrees outside. You go to a beach. Special weather statement says don't go in the water. You will contact hypothermia if you stay in the water for longer than 4 minutes. Right. This is the National Weather Service saying
go in, take a dip, take a soak, get out, dry off again. You'll be fine. It's, it's refreshing. Yeah, exactly. 3.5 if you really want to lollygag around in there. And here's the kicker. Well, I'm a little chilly while I'm refreshed getting in the water. No sharks, no coyotes. Definitely mosquitoes and black flies and things like that.
Maybe a bear or two.
There was a shark attack.
That's true. I don't know.
There was a shark attack in northern Maine.
Now, look, everybody knows I'm a card-carrying member of Team Bear over Team Shark. One of my big arguments is that you can avoid the sharks. It's very easy to avoid sharks. I don't have to deal with sharks. The bear, though, they could chase you right down on the beach. They could chase you into the water. But I don't know how close they get to the beach up there in Maine.
No idea.
But my big takeaway from this story, Cape kind of stinks. Cape kind of stinks.
Well, the people are probably great.
I don't know.
The locals. The ones that come from New York, no?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, well, that's true. Plus, you got to deal with that. So the whole thing.
Just horrible OxyContin problem, too, so that's not good.
Nice.
No, it's not. That's not ideal.
No.
I really don't understand the fascination. It's like a rite of passage to get down there. I don't really understand the fascination. Never mind if you're going to, like, the islands. Now I got to deal with a ferry on top of that.
And douchebags.
Right. Like, I really don't understand what's so great about it. 617-779-0985. You guys can jump in. Mike Lockhart with all the latest in-hub headlines and a busy day in free agency. I mean, throughout the NBA, not for your Boston Celtics, of course. We'll get to that right after the update.
Hey, everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.